Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live at the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Friday. Hour number three on a Friday. Oh, go home time is right around the corner. You can smell it from here, y'all. Just hang in there. The weekend's coming. That being said, we're going to move forward. Before I do that, though, I got to tell you, Inspire Advisors. All right, listen, this is a shout out to Inspire Advisors. They are the sponsors every week of the JP on Sports segment. So Inspire Advisors, Paul Breyer and his team over there at Inspire Advisors, they are epic good at what they do. And what they do is they certainly help you to achieve your bottom line goals of investments, right? You want to see a certain amount of return on your investment when you're putting things into your portfolio. Those of you that are putting aside for retirement or trying to find a unique way to save or to shuffle your assets around so that you're maximizing your returns, you want to know you got somebody you can trust. Well, I certainly would advise you to look at Inspire Advisors. However, it's one step further. Inspire Advisors are experts at what they call biblically responsible investing. You may never know that the things you're investing in right now or that you're holding in your portfolio are going to companies that are all woke or anti-Christian or anti-American even. And Inspire Advisors is really good at what they call biblically responsible investing. They'll show you how to research the companies your plans are involved with so that you know you're maximizing your return while also investing in companies that stand for what you stand for. That's just cool. That's the way it should be, actually. So yeah, Paul Breyer, Inspire Advisors, he and his team would love to meet with you, give you a free opportunity to hear from them and let them see how they can help you. Here's how they get to their website. It's www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. You can ask for a free consultation. They will work with you on it. Moneypatternwealth.com. Inspire Advisors. Please check them out and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Listen, in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about 1819 News has got a raffle that is very, 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 very cool. I will tell you about that momentarily. In the meantime, let me get a few texts. John from Huntsville says, JP, that was one of your best sports segments of all time.
Why, thank you.
There you go.
I appreciate it. I got an extra cup of coffee before doing it, so I wonder if
it's probably because you admitted that Auburn has more national championships now.
I mean, I did, yeah. Sort of objectively, I won't say that.
Lynn from Knoxville, Tennessee says, Arkansas fan here. Yes, it's cheesy for Auburn. Should not do that. However, that 2004 team, that was easily the best college team that year. And everybody knows it. Just saying, I really think that somewhere in the background, there's a little something going on, a little Alabama influence, a little thumb on the scale, a little something. 2004.
I would have liked to have seen Auburn play USC that year to put the debate to rest, but I think USC actually gave up that national championship because of the Reggie Bush stuff. So that year, I don't even know who's the official national champion that year.
Auburn.
I guess not. Say Auburn, yeah.
The only undefeated team. I mean, come on. Dave from Capshaw says, for JP on sports, here's a question. What will the Dr. Pepper commercials on college football be this year? I don't know the answer to that.
Well, it is going to be what's that guy's name? The Dr. Pepper commercials with they have the pepper or whatever.
Yeah.
Who's that guy's name?
Oh, the famous linebacker. Shoot. Dadgummit, the one that Bo Jackson ran over. The guy from Oklahoma. Okay, you can remember everything about him, Phil, but you can't probably remember his birthmark.
Well, I'm talking about the guy who has like he's always carrying around the Dr. Pepper in his little case. I can't believe I'm forgetting his name, but it's going to be something in that series. Yes.
Okay. Bosworth. That's who I was trying to think of. Brian Bosworth.
Oh, yeah,
isn't Brian Bosworth the guy who plays the sheriff in yeah.
Yes. Yes. That series. Yeah. Can't remember. Yeah.
All right. I remembered his name. Now I can sleep peacefully tonight.
It's called Fansville. Yes, that's what the series is called. Dr. Pepper Fansville. So it'll probably be something in the Fansville series.
While we're at it, though, can we change a few things? Can we finally get rid of, what's her name, Flo, that does Progressive Insurance? I'm so tired of seeing her.
You're tired of seeing Flo?
Flo has got to go.
I'm
going to go ahead and do an entire new campaign. I'm going to launch a GoFundMe to get Flo has got to go out there.
Is it why? Well, you don't like Flo for what reason? She's just annoying.
I'm just jaded with her. She's been on there for 27 years.
I guess that's fair enough.
All right, listen, we're going to jump on into, you know the deal. We every once in a while, when I am looking around and resourcing the show and doing what I do to bring paper in here and have stories to wow you and to inform you and to do what I call the four E's, to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you on what it means to be a conservative walk around in today's crazy world. Well, every once in a while, I got to find the stories that relate to where we are. It's not just what happens in D.C. It's not just the Trump administration. Sometimes you got to know what's happening in your own backyard. That's when I like to say we're cooking up a batch of home fries. Oh, yeah, we are. Smell them cooking. All right, so first story I got came out of Tennessee. Gallatin, Tennessee. Listen, y'all, I'm telling you, if you think all this stuff is happening somewhere else, it's not. Sumner County, Gallatin, Tennessee. A months-long investigation by the Gallatin Police Department led to the arrest of MS-13 gang member Wednesday morning of this past week. Of this week, actually. MS-13 operating as drug runners in Gallatin, Tennessee. I'm saying that because not only is the story significant because they busted the guy, I'm saying it because we should never forget that this stuff we're hearing about, you know, the infiltration of you know, Central American and South American gangs is happening right here in our backyard. So that's Gallatin, Tennessee, you guys. The Gallatin Police Department Captain Lamar Ballard said this was an organized drug organization run by MS-13. The guy they arrested was 23 years old. They found, investigators found 5 pounds of marijuana, half a pound of mushrooms, 260 THC vapes, 74 oxycodone pills, an AR-15, and two other semi-automatic weapons, and they also seized $10,778, and this is so random, along with a black and white piece of artwork that has a devil and clown symbolism on it. Devil and clown symbolism? Is that part of MS-13?
Well, I mean, yeah, MS-13 has sort of satanic roots. So.
Yeah, it does. It says the artwork not only shows a masked man holding an assault weapon, but MS-13 is clearly visible in the picture in several areas. So, in other words, it sounds more like it was an icon picture.
The president of El Salvador has talked about this, that, yeah, they have tattoos, satanic tattoos and stuff. So it probably was.
Wow. All right. So anyway, that happened in your backyard. But I say all this to say it's happening right here. Do not think it's not. Here's a story, separate subject, backyard. We covered this yesterday. But I got to mention it again because to me it's significant. The University of West Alabama. 1819 News, our friend Erica Thomas, who was on the show a few weeks ago. Erica Thomas has a story about the newly released video of the University of West Alabama down yonder in Livingston, which if you're not familiar, it's obviously West Alabama. It's just kind of southwest of Tuscaloosa, if I'm not mistaken. But remember last year, the legislature passed a ban on taxpayer resources being used for anything DEI in state offices and state-funded educational institutions, of which University of West Alabama would be one. And UWA's Dean of Students, Byron Thetford, has now been caught on a expose video saying that basically, wink, wink, nod, nod, they're just kind of like, you know, they're still doing DEI. We just can't call it that. You know, we got to be careful. We got to spend the money, though.
Finding loopholes,
he says. Wow. I was going to do a story about Auburn claiming more national championships. You know what? I think I will. How about this? Alabama Daily News. I hold it here in my callous former paratrooper hands. Auburn claiming 4 additional football titles, national football titles, will call itself a 9-time champion moving forward. Can I have some applause? Can I have a... Give me an hallelujah. How about that? Oh, you're so sad. You did that on purpose.
I had to do both. It got to be objective.
But you know what? Here's the verbiage that you didn't bother to read.
What's that?
The athletic director, John Cohen, of course, is the one who officially said, yep, we're adding 1910, 1914, 1958, 2004. His quote, "For too long, Auburn has chosen a humble approach to our program's storied history. Choosing to recognize only the AP national championships. Dun, 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 dun. Starting this fall, we have made the decision to honor the accomplishments of our deserving student athletes, coaches, and teams from Auburn's proud history, and our visible national championship recognitions now align with well-established standards used by the NCAA's official record books and our peers across the nation. Put that in your Bama pipe and smoke it."
I don't know how much of that is true, but...
What? I think it's important, since you didn't bother saying it, because you're doing the whole weird thing.
The weird thing?
The weird thing, calling it a weird thing. I think it's important to note that he says Auburn has always chosen a humble approach and only used one standard. Unlike other schools, unlike Alabama that claims 37, we are now claiming 9, which are rightfully ours. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go ahead and embrace it. I like it. By the way, I think Bowden and Tuberville both deserved it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Mama. Thank you very much. I got one for you. Last one for the break. This is big for the Huntsville region. Region. Notice I said region. The region. A Huntsville drone manufacturer is hoping to help America catch up with China in the production of drones. The company is called Performance Drone Works. The story here is on AL.com. Phil, did you go to AL.com? I did. I go to these places so you don't have to. The company is known as Performance Drone Works, or sometimes referred to as PDW, began manufacturing drones July 1st of this year. They expect to produce upwards of 60,000 drones a year. 60,000. PDW is the most important drone company in the United States, says their founder, co-founder Ryan Geary. The reason why China has begun a campaign of economic sabotage to undermine the U.S. drone market, they had the foresight to realize that the future would involve, future of warfare would involve small drones. So this is a defense issue, all right? That's what this is. And so we're looking right now at a major drone manufacturer building its capabilities right here in the Huntsville region. They started off with just a few, like a dozen employees over there at Stovehouse, you know, using a small spot. And they have now advanced into, you know, much greater capabilities. And I suspect you're going to wind up hearing a lot from PDW as being an employer of people in the tech industry in the Huntsville region. And what that basically means is, you know, one more thing to add to the arrow, the quiver of arrows for the Huntsville's economic development. All right, taking a break right now. We'll come right back, and I'll tell you, there's been something said about whether Alabama National Guard might participate in D.C. What would that be? I'll tell you when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just almost halfway through hour number 3 on a Friday afternoon, and I'm in home fries right now. By the way, I've got an update for you after the top of the hour, at the bottom of the hour, I'm sorry, with the John Bolton raid. I'll give you that when we come up to it. But here's a story from our friends at 1819 News again. Alabama will lend our support if needed, says Governor Kay Ivey. So Governor Kay Ivey's office, at least, put out a statement saying that we have not received an official request, but Governor Ivey stands ready to lend our support if needed. Governor Ivey remains supportive of President Trump's mission to make America safe again, beginning with our nation's capital. So all said and done, what I'm telling you there is Alabama National Guardsmen could wind up going to Washington, D.C. I would say if there is an extension of Trump's National Guard surge for the protection of, you know, streets and suppression of crime in D.C. Keep in mind, under the Home Rule Act of 1973, Section 740, I believe it is, Trump only has 30 days to do what he's doing before relinquishing authority back to the city officials. Unless he gets congressional mandate. I don't know that he will. But still, I think it's possible that we could see an extension to what he's doing. This won't be the first time that the National Guard from Alabama has gone up to assist. In fact, I think it was after the 2020 election. During the Biden swearing in, that's what it was. Since January 6th it occurred, they had a huge presence, and they had Alabama National Guardsmen there, I believe, back then. Here's one that I find interesting. I pulled this off Yellowhammer News. Yellowhammer News, our buddy Yaffe, wrote the story, the Huntsville Housing Authority. Okay, what are we going here? Yeah, the Huntsville Housing Authority has put a curfew in place and is now extending that curfew because it seems to be effective in helping combat crime. Why did I bring this story? Why does that seem so random? Well, because Democrats everywhere seem to have no ability to curb crime. And yet, you know what? It's actually not that hard. You do policing. You give the police what they need to do their job. You have DAs that actually prosecute crime. And then city officials do stuff like this. This is over at the LR Patton Complex. There had been a deadly shooting or two. And the executive director of the Housing Authority, in conjunction with the city officials, put a curfew in place. So basically, they're just they're not having it. They're saying this is not, we're not going to live our life like that. They said they feel like children should be able to play outside. One resident said they feel like it's a ghost town when the curfew is implemented. So we appreciate that because we want our residents to feel like they're safe in their own backyard. I'm watching what's happening in D.C. I'm watching Democrats like scream for the rights of criminals more than the rights of victims. I'm watching the fact that it takes actual enforcement of the laws to actually, I don't know, curb the crime. And here we are watching it right here at home, and apparently it's having a positive impact. What'd they do? They went and said, okay, you can't play nice, you don't get to play. Curfew. And the housing authority has now got a curfew night. I don't know that anybody's challenging it. I think they have the right to do this, and I'm kind of glad they did. Where is that in town? Do you have any idea what part of town that's
in? It's right across the street from Low Mill in Huntsville.
From where?
Low Mill in Huntsville.
Oh, yeah.
So right by Governor Drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quick story I mentioned a minute ago. I meant to bring this up quick before, but the Tennessee National Guard will be going to D.C. So story came out 3 days ago. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is dispatching National Guard troops to Washington, D.C. to join the president's law enforcement takeover of the nation's capital. I don't see if it says what. It says four other Republican governors are also sending 1,000 National Guard troops to D.C. By the way, there's been no request from Trump, but I wonder how many states are calling and saying, we'll do it, send us. And Alabama apparently has not yet. I find that to be interesting. Also, last story before we hit the break. It's getting a little crowded in the campaigns. We've got right now, Jerry Carl is now running for Barry Moore's House District seat down in South Alabama. But I just saw yesterday, and I gotta find his name. I saw it on 1819, where a guy who's a former Green Beret just got in. So that's happening. And then isn't Rhett Marcus, is that what he's also doing?
Yes, Rhett Marcus.
Yeah, State Representative Rhett Marcus. With the backing of Katie Britt, apparently, is now running. So suddenly that congressional district is getting, so if any thought that Jerry Carl had of getting his old seat back without too much of a fight, is pretty much out the door right now. And I would just say that that's going to be a very busy congressional race. Right now, they're all Republicans. I don't think we have any Democrats down there running. Are they conservatives? That's another story. All right, more to come. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.